Should we talk about that restless anal syndrome for a second? Because this is just...
That sounds like some gay shit at a glory hole. Man.
It really does.
I don't know, man. I just can't date a guy who doesn't have restless anal syndrome.
What the fuck is that?
I can't believe this.
Is this real?
How the hell is this not? This is from The Blaze. A recent report from doctors in Japan states that researchers have found a bizarre new condition reportedly associated with COVID-19 called restless anal syndrome. The report, which was authored by doctors Itaru Nakamura, Takao Itoi, and Takashi Inoue of the Tokyo Medical University Hospital and published in the BMC Infectious Diseases Journal. So this is real shit.
Oh, shit.
States that their patient may be the first documented case of restless anal syndrome.
The fuck is that? What are the symptoms?
Let's see if we can find some of the symptoms here. According to the report, a 77-year-old patient reportedly experienced insomnia and anxiety while battling the disease, which was eventually hospitalized several weeks after he was discharged. He reportedly began to experience restless, deep anal discomfort. Before affecting COVID-19, he had never experienced anal restlessness.
What the fuck is that? What are the symptoms of this?
During his affliction, the unnamed patient reportedly experienced an urge to move, which in turn worsened with rest and improved with exercise, but worsened overall in the area of the man's anal region during the evening hours.
So
colonoscopy on the patient reportedly revealed internal hemorrhoids. The report noted that there was no bladder or rectal disturbances, nor erectile dysfunction. So you can still get a boner, good for you, observed in the patient as a result of the restless anal syndrome diagnosis. You would think that we were reading the World Daily News.
Wow.
They treated him with a 1.5 milligram dosage of the sedative clonazepam, more commonly known as Klonopin.
Yep.
Which is used to treat anxiety, panic disorders, as well as seizures. The patient's condition reportedly improved over the course of a 10-month treatment regimen. Wow.
You have 10 months to get your ass under control? Wow.
He's a mover and a shaker, so they say.
Well, after that big shootout, I think I sprained my anus. I remember afterwards I went to the medic, and our company medic, and I'm like, hey, should I go to the sick call?
Yeah,
I think I pulled my anus.
I think I broke my ass.
Or should I wait a few days? He goes, I think you should wait a few days.
I wish I had that clip from Good Burger where Abe Vigoda from The Godfather randomly shows up. I don't even think he was casted in the movie. I think he just showed up and he wasn't even supposed to be there. He just gets up off the floor and he's like, I think I broke my ass. That'd be good for this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang out of that one.
Like restless that. Ass syndrome.
Restless anal syndrome.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I want to see the porn called Restless Anal Syndrome.
I do not.
I got a tagline for that porn. Shit happens.
Watch Grunt Speak Live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and bring the strong stuff. Now is not the time for beer. That comes later.